Episode 1487, Power Up.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Woo! Happy day. Are you ready for an incredible day? Okay, maybe you're a little tired. Well, it's Inspiration Motivation Day. It's time to power up. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, there's no reason not to go after what you want in life. Power up. You have what it takes. Make it happen. How much of your day is spent on things you really wish you didn't have to do? I know. Emptying the trash, going to the grocery store, making sure you have enough milk, figuring out what you want to have for dinner, all these different, you know, requests, trying to figure out their palates, pleasing everybody, pleasing your husband, pleasing your boss, pleasing your children, pleasing yourself. Oh, wait a minute. Pleasing myself, that's not even part of the equation. We get overwhelmed just by living in our day-to-day responsibilities. It's time for you to power up. You see, we spend so much energy on things that don't speak to our hearts. And then at the end of the day, you wonder, what have I accomplished? You feel like something's left out. There's something missing. It's all because your energy and focus is on the things that distract you from what really matters to the heart, your heart. You're missing the passion that fills you up. Instead, you're stuck in the middle of the messes of just getting through the day. Yes, all those mundane responsibilities. And yes, those mundane responsibilities, it's important that we take care of those basic necessities. It's our responsibility. And so it does become a daily activity in our life. However, most of us allow those daily activities of responsibilities to consume us. And we leave out what really matters. And then at the end of the day, you're going, what have I accomplished? And you're like, I have no idea. I don't know. And you're kind of like in awe and wonderment. And then what? You get mad at yourself. But that doesn't mean you have to give up on your dreams and goals just because you have all this other stuff going on in your life. You got to power up. This is the opportunity to recharge in your day with something that has more meaning than bills, vacuuming, and cooking dinner for the family. Now, not that those things are to be ignored. No, they're not. They are all very important. I mean, think about it. When you make a dinner for your family and you gather around, whether it's at one table or maybe you have kids that come and go at different times because of the activities, but you see their smile on their face as they're eating. That warms your heart. But there's still like something missing. You're like, yeah, that's great. But, and you know what? Some people just don't get it. You feel empty inside. And then when you feel empty, here goes the circle of craziness, right? You feel empty. You feel overwhelmed. Then you feel like, oh my gosh, why am I doing what I'm doing? And I can't get out of this because, well, I can't get rid of my three children. It would be nice. And then my husband, well, that's a whole nother episode. And you go on and on and on. Don't get yourself wrapped up in that roller coaster. Power up. It's finding the harmony of what you've been gifted with to what you must be doing regarding your responsibilities. Power up. It's that recharge. But most of us, we don't want to look for those opportunities. We don't want to look for the nooks and crannies of our day to fit in something that matters to our heart. The last thing you want to do, right, is to give up that which is yours to enjoy. So each day, give yourself a power up moment. A power up moment. How does that sound to you? For me, it gets me so excited. I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm going to have a power up moment. Sign me up. It's like, come on, I can do this. This moment is your time to recharge, to rejuvenate your heart with doing something specifically for you. Power up. What would that moment be for you? What is it that speaks to your heart? Is it writing your book? You have this incredible dream that, man, I've had a book within me like for 20 years and I've just got to get it out, but I don't have time. I have all this other stuff to do. No, you have time. It's a power-up moment, and you got it today. You're going to find it today in the nooks and crannies of your day. You don't need 3 hours to write words. Write what comes to you. Let me give you an example. I might be driving my children to school, and all of a sudden, something hits me. I have a section in my voice recorder, and all I do is I press record, and I just talk into it. Then it's not lost. It's there when I want to go back to it. And I just continually add to it when something comes up. Now, that's in the nooks and crannies of my day, right? Because I can't sit there and write when I'm driving. That is dangerous. Safety first. I don't have time to text myself when I'm driving. Dangerous. Safety first. So you have to figure out what works within your lifestyle. Maybe you have a long, long commute to work. Some of you, oh my goodness. I can remember when we were living down in Texas and we were in the Houston area and it would be like only 5 miles away to go somewhere, but it'd take us 45 minutes. If you've ever lived there, you understand. It's craziness. They close the roads just to close the roads. And I'm thinking, why didn't you warn us? Oh, because, well, they just felt like putting up a barricade because it was time to put up a barricade. Anyway, that's for a whole nother episode. But what we have to figure out when we power up, finding those moments in the nooks and crannies of our day is so what? It allows to recharge you. And when you recharge you, guess what? You're a better person. You smile more. And when you smile more, guess who else smiles more? Your children, your husband. Even your puppy dog looks at you totally different. Like, wow, this is a new person in front of me. I love this new person. Puppy dog eyes. Roof, roof. So power up. You have to find those moments. Maybe those moments are between sitting down at dinner and also before you go to bed, somewhere in between there. Do you really have to watch whatever show you're watching? Does that recharge you? No. So don't power up or try to pretend to power up with something that's on TV or Netflix or Hulu or whatever you're watching. Go do something that's going to power you up for life, that's going to fill your bank account in your heart, that keeps that passion alive. Nothing breaks my heart more than seeing women, and yes, men too, sit there and not live out their dreams in some form or fashion. Now, no, we can't live out our dreams always exactly. I mean, come on, I've shared with you before. I wanted to be an Olympic ice skater. That was a dream of mine. Okay, do you think me going back and practicing now and trying to go for the Olympic team would be a wise idea? Power up. I can do it in the nooks and crannies of my day. Okay, no, I'm too old. Okay, maybe I'm not too old, but I'm not where I need to be in order to do that. So it's not that that dream or goal is dead. It's just that it's past. That opportunity is gone. But you know what? I still can ice skate if I want to. I still can make time for that if I so desire, but it's going to look different than what it did 20 some plus more years ago. Power up. What is a dream that's building within you today? What's that one thing that would just like light you up from the inside out? If you could spend 7 minutes a day, 7 minutes, that's it. Now, if you can spend more, that's awesome. But 7 minutes isn't that much time. We spend more time looking in our refrigerator, thinking about what we want to make for dinner than we do with 7 minutes of time of whatever our dream is. Maybe you like to play the piano. Maybe it's just sitting down 2 or 3 times a day at the piano and playing a familiar tune or having out a brand new piece of sheet music that you're just going to kind of like try and figure out over the next few weeks. Little things like that, that ignites the fire within you. See, when you don't energize yourself, no one else can energize it for you. I know we look to others to give us that energy. We look to our spouses and then we get mad at them when they don't give us that energy. But it's not their fault. It's not our puppy dog's responsibility, even though they're so cute and those puppy dog eyes may give us a little bit of a lift. And our children, oh my goodness, that's for a whole nother episode. You either love them in the moment or they're aggravating you, right? It's one or the other. And so when you're in that moment, you're like, okay, can I just not be a mother right now? Can I just not be a wife? Can I just live my dream? Can I just be Cinderella and be swift off in a carriage and do what I want to do? Well, you can, but you got to power up in the nooks and crannies of your day, and it can start today. You don't have to put it off. So what is it for you? What is it today that you're like, okay, I can do this. I'm going to write. I'm going to go play something, music. I'm going to go bake a new recipe. Yeah, experiment a little bit. If you love to cook, make something different. You can make something different just once a week. And that might just give you like this, whoa, your creative side, life, which gives you what? Joy. And that's exciting. You should feel good about that. So stop making excuses about life zapping everything from you. Power up today because you matter. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed one. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.